Centralia Locker Room Chat gets going here tonight on KMZA. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Pleased to be joined now by Dusty Thompson, Centralia girls basketball coach, as they wrap up the regular season. Still two more games on tap Thursday and Friday. Well, Coach, obviously, sub-state pretty much getting locked in, ready to go. You guys are putting yourselves in a really good spot, 17-3 on the season. I guess let's talk about the game last night first against Axtell, 63-43, the final score, and that was, you know, coming off that tough loss to Lynn on Friday. So being able to bounce back after just loss number three on the season, what'd you like Tuesday night and the win at Axtell?
You know, I thought last night the girls, when we settled in, I thought in the second half we did a good job of moving the ball around. The first half we kind of got sped up a little bit sometimes, but I thought defensively we played well, got a rebound just a little bit better. But, you know, I thought as a whole, that when the girls settled in, we did a great job of moving the ball around and finding the open girl and giving her a chance to hit a shot.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming two games as you close things out. We mentioned Sub-State. It's going to be pretty much locked in, ready to go. You guys are the 2 seed and certainly putting yourselves, you know, in a good position when the postseason gets going here starting next week. But how about this test for you at Wabunsee on Thursday? That's another team that's top tier in 1A D1. They are the 1 seed. So we're going with the top two teams in this Clifton Clyde sub-state. You guys are going to go to their place on Thursday night before wrapping things up against Blue Valley on Friday. So, you know, what's a potential matchup with Wabunsee looking like and the challenges there against a really good team in this classification?
Yeah, they are. You know, they've got a big girl inside and a good guard and some good girls around them. And, you know, I think for us it'll be, again, it'll come back to how fast we settle in. Sometimes we get sped up. I thought Friday night against Lynn, like I said, first half last night against Axtell, you know, we didn't hit a few shots at times, and all of a sudden we played faster than we needed to. So for us, it'll be, you know, settling in and hitting some shots, but allowing our defense, I think, to give us an opportunity to get some easy ones.
And then finally, you close it out Friday after that at home against Blue Valley, a team you saw in the TVL tournament. Might have been your best offensive game of the season in a big-time win, you know, back in mid-late January. So your thoughts on Blue Valley, seeing them to close out the regular season on Friday?
Yeah, you know, they're athletic. They've got some length, and our defense put a lot of pressure on them in the tournament, and well, hopefully we can do some more of that again, but I'm sure they'll make some adjustments and we'll need to make some as well. But it'll be another good game. You know, I said there's never a bad night in the league, so it'll be another good basketball game.
Well, we're excited to see things close out here at the end of this week. Centralia girls basketball coach Dusty Thompson joining us. Again, they go to Wabunsee tomorrow night. Again, those are the top two teams in that sub-state, two of the top three teams in the classification overall, and then the Panthers closing out the regular season schedule in TVL play at home on Friday against Blue Valley Randolph. Coach, again, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you one more time next week before the postseason.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later.